When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Britney Spears returns to Instagram. Taylor Swift sacrifices her hand to sign CDs. Ariana Grande makes a massive debut on The Voice. And we've got a brand new series spotlighting Latin hitmakers. This is Billboard News Now for Tuesday, September 21st.
I'm the bad guy.
Duh.
Britney Spears is back and showing off a new dance routine to Billie Eilish's Bad Guy. The 39-year-old pop superstar first posted a dance video soundtrack to the Billboard Hot 100 number one hit back in June 2019, where she also recreated her I'm a Slave for You choreography from the 2001 MTV VMAs with a stuffed snake. Then came the sequel 2 years later in July 2021, and now Brit's giving us part three, and no, not same dance, different moves. Plus, she also delivered another fun clip featuring Lenny Kravitz's Are You Gonna Go My Way? Britney, who recently celebrated her engagement to longtime boyfriend Sam Asghari and then deactivated her Instagram account, returned to the social platform a week later, sharing selfies from Palm Springs, captioned, "Some shots from my weekend getaway to celebrate my engagement with my holy fiance. I still can't believe it. I couldn't stay away from the gram too long, so I'm back already." You take my hand and drive me head first. Taylor Swift is making Swiftie dreams come true, even if it's at the expense of her hand. On Monday, September 20th, when a fan account tweeted that signed CDs of Fearless Taylor's version were available for a limited time in the superstar's online store, Taylor jokingly replied, "It's true. I signed them all, and it's also true that I may never write the same again, as my hand is now frozen in the permanent shape of a claw. All for you." Kissy face emoji. There have been a lot of pleasant surprises from Taylor lately, as the singer unexpectedly released an updated version of her 1989 single Wildest Dreams after the song was trending on TikTok. She's also gearing up to drop Red Taylor's version, due out November 19th, which she announced back in June, writing, "This will be the first time you hear all 30 songs that were meant to go on Red. And hey, one of them is even 10 minutes long." Ariana Grande and Kelly Clarkson lit up The Voice stage on Monday, September 20th. But first, Ari stopped by the Kelly Clarkson show and shared what it was like moving to Los Angeles at age 14 in hopes of becoming a star.
First time I came to LA was for my Victorious callback, and I was so nervous but so excited.
In honor of the show's I Love LA week, Kelly asked Ariana to describe the defining step in her career that led her to the city.
I had never been here until my callback, and then my mom was like, "Do you think you could really do this? We'll get a place."
As fans know, Ari did do it, with her role in the Nickelodeon show giving viewers a sneak peek of her vocal ability. Which, speaking of, get a load of her big debut as The Voice's newest coach. During 2021 Latin Music Week, currently underway in Miami, Billboard announced its brand new Facebook Watch series spotlighting Maluma, Anita, Prince Royce, and Mariah Angelique during Latinx and Hispanic Heritage Month. Sobrio artist Maluma will star in the first episode of the four-part series titled 12 Hours With, premiering October 5th on Facebook Watch and simulcast on Billboard.com and the Facebook app. And each episode will dig deep into the artist's stories about how their roots help build a foundation for their music careers and how they're shaping culture and building on generations of Latin influence across the globe. Anita's episode will premiere October 7th, 12 Hours With Prince Royce, October 12th, and Mariah Angelique's special will round out the series October 14th. For way more on all these stories, head to Billboard.com. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Jordan Rowling.